USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Consumer Price Index continues to rise. In Thursday's report, it edged up 0.4% in October. The slight increase is good news for the stock markets. The bad news, grocery store prices year to year are more expensive by 12.5%. Fuel oil to heat your home is up 69%. Natural gas is up 20%, and electricity is 14% more expensive year to year. Orlando International Airport and theme parks in Florida were halting operations Wednesday because of inclement weather, and all about 2,000 flights were canceled. As former Hurricane 1 Nicole hit the eastern coast of Florida about 3 a.m. near Vero Beach and is weakening. Governor Ron DeSantis.
It will move through the state, exit into the Gulf of Mexico, and then make landfall again somewhere in the Big Bend region in North Florida. The combined winds and storm surge will contribute to continued beach erosion in areas that have already seen erosion from Hurricane Ian.
Republicans were getting closer to securing a majority in the U.S. House of Representatives early on Thursday, while control of the Senate hung in the balance 2 days after the midterm elections. Republicans had captured at least 210 seats. 218 are needed for a majority. The Senate makeup is being delayed by slow progress in Arizona and Nevada. Georgia will have a runoff in their senatorial race in early December. Elon Musk said in a tweet on Wednesday that he killed the new official label for Twitter accounts on the same day that it began to roll out. Elon also said, "Please note that Twitter will do lots of dumb things in the coming months. We will keep what works and change what doesn't." End quote. There's been confusion about the difference between the label and Twitter's current blue checkmark that signifies verified accounts. USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govnet.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full-pound bag of Morgan Silver dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock will have a runoff election in Georgia's senatorial seat that will probably decide, again, who's going to be in the majority for the next 2 years. Herschel on Fox News.
Right now, we're in a tiebreaker. And that's why I said I'm not giving this seat up, because right now the Georgia people are hurting because of this inflation. The Georgia people are hurting because of crime on the street. Kids right now got men and women's sports. All the different things that happened in less than 2 years since he's been in office. And I'm not going to let them continue to destroy Georgia or destroy this country.
One Democrat lawmaker tells us how he handles defeat. Tony Maruso from our Gulf Coast Bureau explains.
New York Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, the chair of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, Wednesday morning was telling reporters there are many House races that are still much too close to call. Congressman Maloney lost his seat to his Republican opponent and has conceded the race. Wednesday morning, he told reporters it's important to carry oneself with dignity, regardless of the circumstances.
In this life, how you handle defeat is as important as how you handle success, and we had an equal measure of both last night.
From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Thursday Night Football tonight on Prime Video will have the Atlanta Falcons traveling to Charlotte and play the Carolina Panthers. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 10/1. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.